Shalom, אנחנו נקיים.
Hello, we're going to have a lesson on the topic of there is none else besides Him. We're going to read selected excerpts, and the lesson will be live with Rav Leitman from Prague. You can send questions to Kam.TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, I'm happy to be here in the Prague group. It's a nice, good, strong group. They come from all kinds of places also in this country. And this is why now I'm going to switch to Russian. Because here we only have translators from Russian to Czechoslovakian. And we'll continue with the lesson. So please, you will read. And I will explain it, and this is how we will continue. But as far as I am concerned, it will all be in Russian, because I'm here before our friends. So, please.
So, excerpt number 16 from Shamati. Number 15, what is other gods in the work? When one begins to work more than one is used to, the body begins to kick and object to this work with all its might. Since regarding bestowal, it is a load and a burden for the body. It cannot tolerate this work. And the resistance of the body appears in a person in the form of foreign thoughts. It comes and asks the questions of who and what. Through these questions, a person says that all these questions are certainly sent to him by the Sitra Acha, other side, to obstruct him in the work. It says that if, at that time, one says that they come from the Sitra Acha, one breaches what is written, you shall make no other gods over me. The reason is that one should believe that it comes to him from the Shekhinah, divinity, since there is none else besides him. However, the Shekhinah shows one his true state, how he is walking in the ways of the Creator. This means that by sending him these questions, called foreign thoughts, meaning that through these foreign thoughts, she sees how he answers the questions regarded as foreign thoughts. And all this, one should know one's true state in the work so as to know what to do.
What does Bala Sulam want to tell us here from this article, what is other gods in the work? Oh. What does Bala Sulam want to tell us in this article? That each morning, let's say, when we get up, and throughout the day, They're talking about how they're going to do the translation over there. So, each day, every moment, when we suddenly feel that we are awakening towards a connection with the Creator, first of all, we discover that we were not in contact with Him. Second, that we were not living in that direction. All of our thoughts and actions were not in order to discover the Creator. This is the purpose of our life and the right result of them.
Минуточку, у меня тогда вопрос другой. А для чего же я говорю пару?
Wait a minute. So why am I speaking in Russian then? If you're getting translation from there. Everyone is getting translation. Everyone is getting translation?
Ну тогда я буду на иврите говорить.
So then I'll speak in Hebrew. Okay, so I'm switching to Hebrew, sorry.
So
each and every moment, every moment when we go back to think about the Creator, we see that in the previous time we were disconnected from Him. And this way we usually we feel bad that we were disconnected from the Creator, that we were not thinking about it, that attaining the Creator, discovering Him, coming closer to Him is actually our primary goal in life. This is what we're living for. If a person does not advance towards the Creator at least a few steps during this life, or not even one step, then his incarnation, his life, was just on the level of the animate, not on the level of the speaking. The level of the speaking means that he nevertheless made some advancement in order to undergo certain changes within him, such that within them, he starts to discover the proximity of the Creator towards him, that he is coming closer to the Creator. This is why here there is immediately works the work of man that is required, in that he has to again settle down and realize that it is actually the contrary. The fact that now he discovers that before he was not connected with the Creator, and only now he comes back to it, first of all, the fact that he does come back to thinking about the Creator and acknowledging that the Creator exists and fills up the whole of reality, this specifically comes to him from the Creator. That's one thing. Second thing, the fact that before he wasn't thinking about it, and he was disconnected, and he was living in the life of the beast according to his body or his ego, in that too he should realize that this was coming to him from the Creator in order to reveal in him the broken kelim. So it turns out that both his earlier life, when he was disconnected from the Creator, and also the moment when now he regains the consciousness of the necessity to discover the Creator, all of these things came to him from above. It was not really related to him. It was not up to him. And what is up to him, what is related to him, is that now it is his duty to arrange his attitude to what he had before that belonged to the Creator and what he has now that the Creator pulled him and raised him from the degree of the animal to the degree of man, so that he started thinking about the presence of the Creator in the world and in his life. And now he just has to decide that from here on he has to undergo some corrections so that he will constantly be drawn to the Creator, to be adhered to him, to find some tactics as much as possible. And here is his work. The fact that the Creator is reminding him about the fact that he exists, this is the beginning of man's work. From this moment on, this is why it says, so when one begins to work more than one is used to, then the body begins to kick and object to this work with all its might. Why? Since what was in the person was revealed as his previous ordinary state when he was in his corporeal state. Since regarding bestowal, it is a load and a burden for the body that now it has to advance. It cannot tolerate this work. Our will to receive is incapable of thinking about bestowal, and for it, it is an effort that is beyond it. The resistance of the body appears in a person in the form of foreign thoughts. What is it? What do I need it for? Why should I do it? Etc. So it's either in the direction we don't need this work, or in the direction of before I wasn't in this state of the work, which means that the person relates it to himself rather than to there is none else besides him. So it comes and asks the questions of who and what. Through these questions, a person says that all these questions are certainly sent to him by the Sidracha, the other side, to obstruct him in the work, specifically. It says that if at that time one says that they come from all of these thoughts, these foreign thoughts, all of this resistance come from the side of, comes from his body, from the Sitracha, meaning something that resists the uniqueness of the Creator. This is what we call the Sitracha, the other side. Then one breaches what is written, you shall make no other gods over me. This means that the person thinks that there is another force, positive or negative, it doesn't matter which one, that exists in the world and operates and controls and exists besides the Creator, even the person himself. The reason is that one should believe that it comes to him from the Shekhinah, divinity. This resistance, this confusion, that each time he enters this confusion and each time he thinks that it is him, himself, let's say, and his broken kelim speak to him in this way, meaning that it's from, as we learned, it comes from the shattering of the vessels, but from the side of the broken kli and the corrected kli, and also the forces that are operating in him right now, he should realize that all of these, the reason that these forces appear, all of these different forces, it is only the upper force, only the control and thought of the Creator. Rather, the Shekhinah shows one his true state, how he is walking in the ways of the Creator. Either in the right, in a more correct way or in a way that is less correct. This means that by sending him these questions called foreign thoughts, meaning that through these foreign thoughts, he should understand that she shows him how he answers the questions, how to study himself, what state he is in, and of course, the first state that he will be in is the obstacle. He doesn't relate it with the Creator, he doesn't relate it with the upper providence. Why? Because these Rishimot that now appear are new Rishimot from the shattering that have never been corrected. So, of course, in them he thinks that he exists and these different thoughts exist and he doesn't relate it to there is none else besides him. And all of this, one should know one's true state in work. This is why such broken kelim appear in him, thoughts that resist the unification of the Creator, so as to know what to do. What to do? How to associate all the desires and thoughts that appear in him to there is none else besides him only. So, there are a few questions here. First of all, how do we accept how do we accept the foreign thoughts and desires that appear in us each and every moment. How do we receive them? First of all, we have to accept them happily, because first, it is the Creator who is awakening them in us. Two, it is a revelation of broken the Shemot that were there before also. Certainly they were broken. And now, through a new light that comes, which is stronger than before, they awaken towards correction. This is why a person feels bad in them, because he is included with them. They now speak in him. This is why here there should be joy, actually, that I've reached a new stage, a new state, a new correction. And this is how I advance from time to time, more and more. And this is why each and every moment when each and every moment it is revealed from the evening, from the night, then the morning, the day, until a person corrects it entirely, that Rishimo that has surfaced. And this is how it is each and every moment, and your Rishimo is revealed, and a person has to determine a new attitude towards it, which is that it is there is none else besides him, and this way to join all of his moments to there is none else besides him, who is do good, that does good. So here there should be joy, so that there would be the correct response and as quickly as possible for all of the thoughts and the new thoughts and desires. There should be the support of the environment and preparation on behalf of the person, a daily schedule, meaning all of the things that we feel in this world, these things should be ready in us, all of the elements, all of the conditions. And we accordingly come to a state where this is how we can quickly correct all the Rishimot one by one that appear from the shattering. And this is how we need to see it, until we will truly discover that the Rishimot come from the shattering, from the broken Kli. I will truly feel it. How they rise from the shattering, from the fact that I am entirely broken, and bit by bit these Rishimot, the corrected Rishimot, add up to a knowledge, a feeling, to adhesion with the Creator that is constantly increasing. Any questions?
Ну, поднимайте руки, задавайте любые вопросы. Нет. То,
Могут сидеть душевную долгу успоренности участки души Адама Ришана.
Могу ли я чувствовать объединение с этими разбитыми частями Адама Ришон?
Can I feel connection to those broken parts of Adam Rishon?
Yes, I can. As I said now, before the question, I start to feel that I'm getting the Shemot from the shattering. My shattering. These Rishimot are like another layer from my broken Kli that has now surfaced, and it's as if I'm cutting off a slice from my broken kli, and now I correct it by relating to it so that, first of all, I was broken because this is how the Creator created it. As it says, I created evil inclination. He prepared this shattering so that I will have it as the advantage of light out of darkness. So, earlier, when I was in the state of a beast, meaning disconnected from him, and thinking about life inside of the broken Rishimo, this is called the life of a beast. Well, that's how it was. It is all according to providence. When I woke up from this life of a beast, I also woke up because he woke me up. And now, when I come and try to work with everything that I have, it is also with the help of the Creator, I've reached a state where I have a 10. He brought me to the good fate and he says, take that. And I'm in this good fate.
And
now I use all of the data, all of the elements, and this way, both the past, the present, and the future, I ascribe it all to there is none else besides him, until it turns out that besides my point, this point of observation, from which I see the Creator's work in building me in only there is none else besides him, there is no other work. And this way I establish myself, and with that I complete the correction. When all of these elements that have appeared in me from the shattering and later on through my attitude to and the way it was before the point where I woke up, and in the point that I woke up, and after I woke up, when I'm going to connect myself with the environment, with the group, until I determine in the 10 my present situation, that I'm included in them as much as possible. By that, I give an area for the Creator, a place for the Creator to be revealed, and I build the place where I can be adhered to him inside of the 10, which is the area where the Creator is revealed, and it is he's revealed by me arranging his reality, my attitude towards him, and by that I correct the broken Rishimo in which I was. And a new state comes in which it is all the same, and this time, each time, more and more. There is a difference between the states, a difference between the Rishimot, a significant difference. It could be. It is Ibur, Yenika, Mochin, Katnut, Gadlut, Ascents, Descents, all kinds of different situations. But all in all, it is the correction of the broken Kli in all kinds of states, from all kinds of layers of it. And we do not determine what Kelim should awaken. We can only determine the pace. The pace of the revelation of the Rishimot. Because which Rishimot would appear, we do not determine it, because it stems from the broken Kli. And
so
it stems from the broken Kli, but only the pace depends on us, meaning our yearning towards Dvikut. More questions, please?
Мы учимся и слышим о слове решимот.
We learn about the word решимот. Can you explain the meaning of the word решимот?
Решимот is what appears in me. I cannot say now. Решимо is a state where in this state I have my desire. From within my desire appears a certain small illumination, a small light, and then I feel the desire. I feel inside of my desire what characteristic this desire has, what exactly is it that I want. Sometimes there is a desire where we don't know what we want. We want something, we're lacking something, but what is it exactly, we don't know. So that's one thing. Second thing is... that... besides the fact that the desire itself appears, what also appears is its form. Reshimo, it is like a state. Let's say now I'm in a certain state in my life. So I have this world, I have the whole of humanity, I have the entire universe, I have myself and my family, myself, with my character, with the state of my health, all of these data. If we take all of this data of the person and his world, all of these elements, in order to, let's say, create something like this, from one place to another place, let's say there is some place, some space there, in that space we want to create the person and his world. So all that we need, all in all for that, it is Reshimo, meaning the Reshimo includes within it our whole reality as well as ourselves. It is the entire Kli, ten Sefirot, complete ten Sefirot, Havaya,
so
that we exist in this reality. However, it is not revealed to me right now, rather, it is revealed to me for the next state. This means that now I'm in a certain present state where I have this whole surrounding reality and my inner reality with all of the conditions and everything that I have. And now what appears in me is additional data from a different state. And these data from a different state that appear in me now are called Reshimot. What is it for? In order for me to determine that, do I want it or not? In what form? Where does this Reshimot come from? And what should I do in order to actualize my coming closer to the Creator? This means that Reshimo is my future state. However, it is not realized yet. I need to realize it. By what do I realize it? I need to add to this Reshimo, to this data, to this impression, or I need to just add to it the upper light. And when the upper light works on the Reshimo, it revives the Reshimo. It establishes it. It makes from this impression, from this Reshimo that exists only as potential, only in potential, it makes it into actuality. For example, we have the drop of semen from which a person develops. So, in that drop of semen, we have all the data about the future person. There's nothing new. We just need forces to add to it, to that drop, and then the person develops from there, and there is nothing new that will be revealed besides what exists in that drop of semen. This is what is related to the corporeal level. On the spiritual level, it adds to the person the influence of the environment. However, nevertheless, as Bala Sulam explains to us in his article, the freedom of free choice about the influence of the environment over the person, all of these things nevertheless awaken the reshimot that are in the drop of semen. And this is why a person can determine through his environment a faster development, more comfortable, better development. If his environment is the right one and it pulls him, it shows him examples of how to develop correctly towards the goal, so the level or the degree of the environment should be greater than my own degree, and then I learn from them how to be better, how to better realize the data that exists in me. But the data that exists in me to begin with, this is what I actually realize, and this is called Reshimo. Other questions?
What does it mean to add light?
Paského kongresu ako a že prišli a že jak tento stav môžeme nejak nechať v takom stave, že to bolo stále také alebo aspoň len také.
Prošlo vrieme,
Значит, как нам сделать
так, чтобы, потому что группа сейчас объединилась благодаря вашему приезду. И как нам сделать?
Now the group united thanks to your coming. How do we make it so that people are connected going forward? Yesterday, for example, a friend came to the Congress, and the last time I saw him, it was at the Prague Congress. So how do we increase the connection now between us?
Yes, it was the same in Berlin now when people came that were not there for 6 or 8 years in the group, suddenly they showed up. It is truly a great problem. And I didn't think that I have to come to the groups, but when I do come, I see that nevertheless I do awaken our friends that were once connected to the group. It makes them wake up and come at least for a one-time meeting. What to do? Well, first of all, I'm happy that they're coming, these friends, because apparently they see that, well, for the time being, they didn't find any kind of replacement or substitute. And indeed, in our world, there is no substitute. And from one day to the next, it becomes more clear to us that instead of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we have nothing else to do. We have to change ourselves, to correct ourselves, so much so that we will discover the true reality where we exist, that everything that is happening is only in order to advance us and help us open our eyes and see where we truly exist. Because the world is revealed through concealment and revelation. We don't see where we are. And from one day to the next, with the help of the upper providence of the Creator, we feel more and more how much we have no control over the situation. We used to be in such states where it's not too bad. A person gets up, goes to work, he comes back home, and everything is okay. He it's okay, just like his grandfather and mother and grandfather lived and his father and mother, so does he. But today the world has become so uncertain, so changing and unclear that the person doesn't know what to do. And we heard that from these people who were not here for a long time. When they came, they're asking about their lives. Even when I hear, when I feel how they're asking, you can go back to that lesson and hear it, that he is in a state of confusion, like a little child who doesn't know what to do with his life. He tried to get along, and it doesn't work out. And this is, it is true, and this is how it is revealed from the Creator, that we cannot get along. And no one will be able to, from the smallest ones to the greatest ones, the ones who are smarter, more successful, less successful, we will not be able to get along in this life. And this is why we have to perform all kinds of actions in order to also bring these people back to the group. The group itself needs to show itself and others that specifically by us connecting, we build such a mini world from 10 friends, such a reality that includes everything within it. What is special about the fact that the Creator broke the general clique called Adam HaRishon, that we can gather ten people, and in our gathering we can discover all the laws of nature, all the laws of reality. Then we will know how to behave, how to take care of our situation, how to feel in this reality the Creator, how to be in a mutual dialogue with Him, I to my beloved and my beloved to me. And this is possible only in a group. So through the shattering, the Creator gave us an opportunity to build a 10, not from billions of people, so that the whole great will to receive was divided into billions of parts. Because we need to correct, and correcting each and every part by itself is easier than correcting everything at once, which is truly impossible. This is why the 10 is a minimal collection of broken desires, egoistic desires, that what is broken in them is the intention to bestow, the intention to connect between them. So then, when we gather 10 people, as Rabash writes in his first articles regarding the environment, regarding the society, if we try to build that, then this is the entire correction. And this is why when those friends that have left us years ago come back to us now, it just shows us how much we are advancing in the right way. Even though the pace may not be the right one, maybe we can do better, but nevertheless, there is nothing else that anyone can find in life besides this method of connection between people, where through the connection we attain a new world, the upper world, a new reality to which we need to move. This is why it is good that we have such gatherings in Europe. And now we're going to have a congress in Russian, a congress in Kishinev, and later on we will have a congress in Rome, well, not in Rome, but in Italy, in Bologna. Where I will be meeting the Italian group they're also scattered all over a large area, over the entire country. And in order to gather them together and make some connection between them, we have to gather them. And after that, we will have a congress in Bulgaria, the European Congress. So these congresses are very important, and they actually awaken people again and again to come back to the path, because otherwise a person just finishes his life like an animal. What is the difference between us and animals? Animals at least bring some benefit, since a man can slaughter them and use them to live, to eat. But what does the person, you know, himself exist for? He uses this whole world, he corrupts it, spoils it, and without any benefit. In the very last stage, where he needs to justify his whole existence and the way he uses the still vegetative and animate, and also other people, the speaking, what does he exist for? That does not exist. We don't have that. So we need to create such congresses and such gatherings in order to let our friends come back to us again and again. And we see that they cannot find anything else. And from one day to the next, it becomes more and more revealed how much only the correction of human society, gathering it together truly as one family, is the way of correction, and this is done with the wisdom of Kabbalah. So I hope that we will be able to reveal this to the whole world. But for the time being, the world is nevertheless discovering that it has no way. And this is why our world are pointing at it by coming back to us again and again. Please.
When we work in the group, we feel that there is nothing else besides Him. What do we do with this next? Once we feel it, what do we do with it afterwards? Because then there is already some sort of a barrier there, that it's not clear what to do beyond it. And that's a problem we want to solve.
Sorry, I'm speaking Hebrew. This is precisely your problem, that you are standing opposite the attempt to determine there is none else besides Him, but you can't do it, which means that you lack the force that unites you and makes you into one. And then, as we say, one receives one. Then you discover the Creator who is dwelling in you. But this can be only on the condition that you will ask of Him to unite you, to influence you with the force of unity. And once this force of unity will influence you, by that, you will discover that indeed there is none else besides Him dwells in you. And this is how the whole of reality is. What does it mean, reality? There is a kli, 10 who are connected together into one pertsuf, one kli, one havaya, in which, inside of this kli, there is light. the Creator, who is revealed to the extent of the unification of the desire of the ten to bestow mutually to each other. This is called from the love of people to Him, to the love of the Creator.
This is what we have to do. So you begin the work, but you're not moving forward beyond it. This is what I'm hearing.
No.
Well, ask further.
What do we do with this feeling further? What do we do with it?
You need to work with this feeling. Our whole lives, all of our corrections are only in the feeling. We are feeling beings because we are a desire. The Creator created a desire. And the desire, what it feels, it's, this is called it, what it feels, what we feel. And we have to decipher these feelings and check it and clarify it and filter it and sort it and then understand what to do with this desire. What should be done with this desire? To come to such a desire in which the Creator is present as openly as possible, as much as possible, with equivalence of form with the Creator. The desire, in order for the Creator to be revealed in it, must consist of 10 different desires, but that want to unite in order to reveal the Creator together, meaning they want to be in mutual bestowal upon each other, because the Creator is the force of bestowal. So if there is a 10, and that 10 works on it in order to influence on each other, in order to create among them such a force field of mutual influence, then in it, the Creator is revealed. This is what we have to do. That's all you're asking. So, we need to continue until we discover that we can't, or we can, connect among us mutually through the with the force of mutual bestowal between us. In the ten. This is called having 10 Sfirot, where we discover our force of bestowal, mutual force of bestowal. And in that mutual force of bestowal of ours, where we object, resist our will to receive and restrict it, not wanting anything for ourselves. So out of all these restrictions, we have one restriction, one tzimtzum. And above this tzimtzum, we want to relate to each other with the force of bestowal. It's called the masach, a screen. When we have 10 such masachim, screens, individual ones, that we all gather into one masach, and by this we want to become similar to the one force of bestowal, by this we build the ochozel, the reflected light, in which the Creator is revealed. This is how it's done. From the perspective of the kli, the vessel, toward the light, the Creator. What's the difference between the kli and the light? The kli has to be as the light. The darkness will shine as light. How? By wanting to work above the will to receive, in a tzimtzum, restricting the will to receive for ourselves, and in bestowal, in order to bestow. Meaning, we're willing to work with the will to receive, but only if I can bestow with it. And then we discover that we can bestow with it, each one toward the others and together toward the Creator. So we have all the elements. We just need to work a little more and it takes time. It's not simple. A person doesn't quite understand this method except through experience, through efforts, like a little child who doesn't understand what is happening with it. But it tries and tries and nature pushes them. And then they begin to somehow become oriented in their lives, in their environment, until they understand. And this is called that they have grown up. More questions? We'll scrutinize these things, but the principle is simple. we have to come to such a connection between us where we find all the qualities of bestowal, and when we have the quality of bestowal that unites us together, this is considered being ready for the revelation of the Creator. But a person alone, it's a waste of time, waste of energy. It's the completely the wrong direction. It only increases a person's ego, and then nothing else. So either society, group, or death. It's a saying. Meaning either you're in a group and you make forward, or you're going the other way around, backwards. But still, the Creator sees that a person is making efforts, although he doesn't understand and he has no other choice and whatever, and other reasons. The Creator still sets it up for him so he can come to a group. And our whole lives today are built in such a way. We are at a stage in the history, in human development, where it's clear to everyone that other than connection in a human society, so that all of us, all of human society becomes as one ten, one kli. Without it, humanity has no chance of being saved from the end.
Что конкретно значит отдача? Что мы понимаем под этим словом отдача?
What is bestowal in practice? What stands behind this concept of to bestow?
We are desirous to receive. By nature, we think only of ourselves. We can't think of anything else. Meaning, if I think of someone or something, it's because I'm dependent on it. And then its situation influences mine. And therefore, I'm interested in something in it. If I didn't feel that I'm dependent on it, on another person, on someone or something, on anything, still vegetative, animate people, if I didn't feel that I'm dependent on them, I wouldn't even picture their existence. This is why, in the will to receive, in this world where we exist in a desire. So we have an egoistic desire where we feel that we are dependent on each other. And as much as we can, we try to get along with each other so that we'll be happy. So I think about others and I even imagine their existence. I depict their existence. Farther or closer, I forget about someone, I remember something. It's all according to the extent that I feel that my destiny depends on you, on them, on someone, or on still vegetative or animals or speaking. So the thing is that we, through the wisdom of Kabbalah, discover that we are dependent on the Creator, on there's none else besides Him. We want to discover it. In order to discover it, I have to build a tent. I have no choice. That's the only way I can bestow upon the Creator. I can't bestow or influence the Creator in any other way, not by speaking to Him, not by applying any force, by anything. Only by being connected to an instrument in which I can discover the Creator. And that instrument is called the Ten. So I connect with a few more friends who also want the same thing, to come to a state where we connect to the Creator. So 10 people gather who understand that if they connect, they will be able to turn to the Creator. They will be able to discover Him. We try to do it. Let's say, assuming, after some time, which could be years, they agree they conclude that they can't. They cannot connect among them. This is a great thing. Although they arrive at a state called, and the children of Israel aside from the work, where they want to connect but can't, meaning it's a failure. But this failure leads them to the necessity to escape from their will to receive, to rise above it. This is called the Exodus from Egypt. And then they get the strength to transcend their will to receive, individually and all of us together. Each one who rises above his ego, it is in the exit from Egypt, and then when they want to unite together and come and achieve their desire to bestow, this is called standing at the foot of Mount Sinai. And that connection is the beginning of the Havaya, beginning of the spiritual Kli, the vessel. When the group gives up, doesn't feel that it can do anything, it cries out that it can't, but it's a 10. If it's a 10 that cries out that it can't emerge from their egos and be mutual bestowal in connection, then the Creator comes and becomes revealed to them and gives them the strength. On condition that they are ready for the Arvut, that they are ready for mutual bestowal upon each other, in order to build a single Kli. And then they become inverted, so to speak. They truly begin to work on the connection, where the Avut is revealed more and more each time, and the force of connection between them is revealed more and more each time, and they come to states called desert, 40 years in the desert, meaning passive mutual bestowal upon each other. It's called katnut, infancy, kelim of Gilgal Ta'inayim, where Malchut rises to Bina, the will to receive, that is similar to the desire to bestow. And then the entry into what is called the entry into the land of Israel, to receiving in order to bestow. All this from the exit from Egypt and connection through the Avut, all this is called working or walking or working with the force of the light called Torah. That's it. The states are all closed within the 10. That's what I'm basically trying to say. We build a 10 and everything should happen there. There is the exit to the upper world. There is the exit into the feeling of the revelation of the Creator. It's all inside the 10. But if you don't build it, nothing happens. What does it mean, nothing happens? We do advance toward it, but very slowly, and through blows, through all kinds of failures. And here we have to pay attention so that we can really realize all these stages as quickly as possible. Yes, please. We've been speaking already, learning for an hour already.
Какая разница между механической отдачей в группе?
What is the difference between mechanical bestowal to the group and bestowing from the heart, from sensation, feeling?
It is written, the hearts follow the deeds. The hearts follow the actions. Meaning, we do many mechanical things, mechanical activities. Not even for, even against our will. Not willingly, but against our will. But because we did these actions, we gradually get, even from the simple mechanical action, we start getting impressions. The reshimot awaken, and we begin to feel phenomena that we didn't feel before. Bala Sulam writes about it, that there is no such thing in reality that a person cannot feel. Rather, everything depends on the time one dedicates to it, the attention he dedicates to it, his pain at not feeling that he wants to discover in each of us. When we start working in something, we don't know anything. We had some sort of a superficial approach to it. But afterwards, we start feeling more. We can do it this way, that way. What to do with all kinds of forces, thoughts, actions, conditions that are related to our profession. So we begin with actions, like children. We see that children look at grown-ups and do what the grown-ups do. Why they do it, they don't know. It's an instinct. Nature compels them to do it this way. Because by this, they learn how to be grown-ups. That's the way it works. So they take something and do like daddy or like a grown-up. They try to do it. It's rooted in our nature. And it's likewise in spirituality, and even more so, because we have no access to spirituality. It's a different world. How can we, in our world, build kilim, tools, sensations of something that doesn't exist in our nature? So, with regard to states in this world that are that will be revealed in the future, we have reshimot in this world. With regard to spirituality, we do have reshimot from spirituality, from the shattering that happened before. This is why we need to awaken these reshimot through our connection, through our efforts, whether we want to or not. Like children who don't know but do. Like, we should do likewise. Why? Because Kabbalists say so. Habash writes about it. I do it. Why? Because he wrote it. That's it. He's greater than I. I do what he says. But I don't know, I don't see, why, what for. Do it like a little boy, without any understanding. The understanding will follow. It's called, the hearts follow the actions. And then it'll come. But it has to be forcefully. You come to the lesson, you come to the assembly, to the gathering, you come to the meal, to the group meal, to all those things. You do things. And through these activities, you gradually discover that they are changing me. Only in this way. It's as if, what's the connection between the corporeal activities, the physical activities, and spiritual states? There is a simple, straightforward direction. You discover in the friends, in the ten, not in something else, but in the ten, you discover that you want to gather according to what Kabbalists say, or you don't want to gather, but you do it because they say so. So it turns out that by doing what they say, like a child does nature's orders, by this you come to a state where you suddenly see that you're getting closer to the revelation of the upper world, the spiritual world. It is only through actions in the ten. Right now, I have no understanding of it, no perception of it. That's how it works. Yes? This is why, on one hand, this work seems to us very, very complicated, complex, difficult, unclear. On the other hand, this doesn't require any genius on your part, nothing. Only to do physically the activities in our ten. That's it. This is why it's written that it's not the smart one who learns. Yes, please. More? Yes.
In my 10, there are 4 physical friends.
It's our friend from Austria asking.
So, a question. The friends who don't show up regularly, should I include them in my prayer? Is there a point in praying for them?
Is there a point praying for them? Is there a point thinking about them, working on them, to bring them closer? Of course there is. Not to the same extent as you work with the friends who were with me in regular contact, daily, but still I have to think about them and I have to, maybe with our prayer with regular friends, ask the Creator to bring them closer, those people. Because the fact that we come to every single lesson and are not outside of the group like they are, is also how the Creator set it up for us. It's not like I have the powers and I do it with my own strength, the strength of my hand. It's how the Creator set it up. So we have to thank the Creator for not expelling us from the group, ejecting us, and try to be attached to the fact that we are in the group by His strength, and ask Him to bring those people closer. We have to see that these people too, who exist in the periphery of the group, around the regular group, and sometimes show up, they are in this way so that I will bring them closer. They exist in order for me to work on them. Because a person should say, the world was created for me. Nothing exists outside of me. Normally, we don't appreciate these people. They're weak. What can I do? You know, we have to include them in our prayer, in our request of the Creator, because it's not we who can pull them in, although we should do it. But rather, we ask the Creator to pull them in and bring them back to us. It's part of my personal individual correction if I think about bringing them closer, because the whole ten is my soul. Then later I discover that the whole world is my soul. All of the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking are all parts of my will to receive, and the Creator is the light of my soul, and it's all me. Everyone should discover himself as Adam HaRishon, including everything, lights and vessels, all of them. The whole breaking happened only in order to make our way easier and allow us to understand the complexity, and out of this complexity, perceive the depth of the Creator, the depth of Dvikut, of adhesion. More? If not, then we'll move on to what do you recommend we should do next? Should we continue with there's none else besides him? I'm asking Ibn Baruch now. Or do we switch to the next part of the Congress? Hello.
Rav, we have more questions. We have questions from the world Kli, so...
Yeah, because the physical group in front of me here is, for now, has kind of exhausted his questions. So, yes, I'm listening.
So, a question from Brazil.
Brazil?
Yes, she loves me, Kli Olami.
There are questions from the world, Kli.
Brazil, we don't hear you.
I'm listening. Brazil, we can't hear you.
So, the Moscow group, please.
Lo shomim, Moskva.
We don't hear you. Moscow?
No.
Kvutzat Almata?
The Almata group? We don't hear. Apparently it's a problem here.
Okay, so check it quickly. What is this? Everyone sitting and waiting? Until when this will continue?
Apparently, this is a general problem with the sound. We can't hear questions from the world Kli.
Yes, I understand. Tell them that there's a problem in Bnei Baruch Petach Tikva. What are we doing next? Because we can't work this way. Do we continue with question number, exit number 17, or do we go to lesson number 2 in the Congress? Please answer me.
We will move on to the lesson about the Congress.